The Kentucky Derby is the premier horse race for lots of reasons. It attracts the best three-year-olds. It will this year, and it certainly has in the past.
Of the ones that I have seen, obviously the two stickouts would be Majestic Prince and Secretariat. Secretariat set a record for the Derby, the first horse ever to run it under 2 minutes. So I guess on the basis of time alone, you would say that Secretariat would be the greatest.
That's Churchill Downs manager Bob Gorham. The Derby also attracts the best jockeys. Downs publicity man Raymond Johnson has seen every Derby since 1923, and he does have favorite jockeys.
Eddie R. Kiro has to be up there. And I would say Shoemaker. Bill Hartack has the ability, but he has very little common sense when it comes to dealing with the public.
The horses, the jockeys, and the people make up the Kentucky Derby. I'm Bill Graham. For Churchill Downs track manager Bob Gorham, the Kentucky Derby is sort of like a big family reunion. People are foremost.
I think the thing that I like about the Derby the most is the fact that it's a completely different thing every year. It's still the Derby, but different horses, different owners, different people, different faces, and you get to meet all of these new people almost every year. It's somebody new. They're repeaters like Leroy Jolly, who'll be back this year with Honest Pleasure after having Foolish Pleasure last year, and Mrs. Tweedy, who came 2 years in a row and won it 2 years in a row, and Lucian Lauren is a delightful person to work with.
Why does the band like working with all the different people year in and year out?
It's almost like a Broadway play. It's a new opening every night. You know, it's first night all over again, and I like that aspect of it.
I asked Bob Gorham if the new faces are the ingredients that makes the Derby successful. The
Derby is a very unusual thing. It's the people's race. They're the ones that make it the race in the world, and we try to run it on that basis.
Of course, the 100th running brought the most people. It also brought the problems. Looking back 2 years ago in our next report, I'm Bill Graham. The 100th run for the Roses is a milestone in anyone's mind. Churchill Downs publicity chief Raymond Johnson remembers the large crowd.
We had 163,428 paid admissions that year, and I would say about 90,000 of them were in the infield. And I don't ever expect to see that many people here again.
And that brought problems, especially when it comes to seating the people.
I think we only got a little less than 43,000 seats, but we got more seats than any other track in America, even at that. But we could use many, many more.
And it brought some parking problems, as well as a solution.
We need a lot more parking space. Fortunately, we have plenty of parking space over to the fairgrounds, and they run these shuttle buses. That's the best way to come over here. Park there and come over here, and have an express route.
The name of the game is to avoid the crowd-crushing infield and get a box seat. That's a task that's not easy. I'm Bill Graham. Lots of folks have tickets to see the Derby. Lots more want them.
There is not a day that goes by that we don't get anywhere from 8 to 10 to 15 calls plus letters.
That's Churchill Downs manager Bob Gorham. He says the mailbag gets a little lighter as the Derby approaches.
On a day like today, for instance, there probably would be 35 to 40 calls, people wanting tickets.
For those without a ticket, though, it's nothing more than a form letter.
Our tickets are sold on a renewal plan at the same people have the opportunity to buy them back each year, and that we don't have an ordinary ticket sale as such, where you, like with a basketball game, you walk up to the window and buy a ticket. We can't do that here. Our policies are different.
And what's the message?
We will help you if we possibly can.
There is some comfort. Kentuckianians get the bulk of the tickets.
We sell about 65% of our Derby tickets to this area.
The feeling of that first visit to the Kentucky Derby. That's coming up tomorrow morning. I'm Bill Graham. Churchill Downs track manager Bob Gorham saw his first Derby in 1969.
Majestic Prince came in here undefeated and was a stickout in the race. And as it turned out, Arts and Letters was a great horse later in the year and ran second that year in the Derby, and it was a good race.
In fact, although Bob's from Kentucky, he'd never seen a Derby before 69.
I was standing next to Dave Condon, a rider from Chicago, and they played my old Kentucky home, and I broke out crying. And Dave was kind of shaken a little bit by all of that. He couldn't believe that anybody could do that, but it happened, and it still happens with me. I'm a very sentimental old slob, and I I still get a tear in my eye when they play my old Kentucky home.
And the race wasn't that bad either.
And it's a thrill when that gate opens and the race is started. And for the next 2 minutes, I just pray that all the horses come back safely and that we have a good race. And then I know then that a whole year's effort is culminated and it's over with. And tomorrow I start on another hundred years or another 100 derbies or another derby, whatever.
Part of the derby, of course, is the $2 bet. Some win and some lose. I'm Bill Graham. Lots of horses have come to the Derby as favorites. Some have won. Others finished way back in the pack. Some years it's easy to bet on a horse. Other years it may seem easy, but in the end, one can lose a lot of coin. Churchill Downs publicity director Raymond Johnson on the lowest payoff for a Derby.
Mount Fleet paid $220 to show in 1943. But other than that, they've always paid even to show more than that.
And then the highest payoff?
Down the rail, 1913, it paid $189 and some odd cents.
Well, we're going to just have to wait and see what this year brings. I'm Bill Graham. Churchill Downs manager Bob Gorm remembers the 100th run.
The demand for tickets was so great that year. And then the presence of Princess Margaret and Lord Snowden here from England added a great deal to the race, and we were very pleased to have them as our guests.
He also remembers when a track record was tied. That was when Ron Turcott rode two of Mrs. Tweedy's horses to back-to-back Derby wins.
One of the real pleasant things about the 2 years that Mrs. Tweedy came down here was just the association with her. She's such a delight person, and her whole group is a beautiful group of people to deal with and to get to have the privilege of knowing.
For Downs publicity man Raymond Johnson, a memory of his first Derby goes way back to 1923.
A tremendous thrill to see that first Derby. I wasn't riding, I was just up here as a spectator.
And every Derby since. I asked Johnson which Derby is foremost in his mind.
I would have to say that the Whirlaway Derby gave me a bigger thrill than any of the others for a rider.
And what for particular reason, sir?
I guess I was just sold on the horse so much. I saw him in the backside and Ben Jones, all the work he was doing to try to get the horse where he would run straight when he came around the turn.
Guess every Derby sticks out for some reason or another in someone's mind. But the first that a person sees, of course, is one that you'll never forget. I'm Bill Graham. For Churchill Downs manager Bob Gorham, people come first.
In our minds, they do. We're concerned constantly about their safety here.
But a big crowd always brings big problems.
When you think of a crowd of over 100,000 people, you're thinking of, in effect, a small city, almost the size of Lexington, Kentucky. And all of the things that happen in a city of 100,000 people, almost all of those things happen here on Derby Day.
Never can tell what you'll find on Derby Day.
We've had births here. We've had deaths here. We've had the crime aspect here. We've had the fire aspect here. We've had all of the things that happen in a city of 100,000 people at one time or other. We have many of those things here on Derby Day.
And there's going to be something new this year.
Even a marriage this year. At least that's what I'm told. The lady called me and asked me if she could be married in the infield on Derby Day, and I told her it's fine with me. So apparently she's planning to affect her marriage out there in the infield.
When you stop to think about it, though, not really that unusual.
It's no different, really, than getting married at the top of the Empire State Building or on the George Washington Bridge or at a baseball park or at home plate or something like that. They do that all the time.
Guess it has something to do with it being a leap year. I'm Bill Graham. With this being the year of the nation's 200th birthday, Churchill Downs is going to have a bicentennial theme for the Derby.
We started planning last year with the Flower Gardens, which is one of the major attractions at Churchill Downs on Derby Day. I think a lot of people really enjoy the tulip gardens and the flowers.
But all may not be well for the Derby flowers, especially the tulips.
The tulip bulbs that we order, and we order about 8,000 each year new and plant them, and they always come up in time for Derby Day. Every year except about two or three out of Mr. Lord's tenure here, and this is one of them.
All that warm weather, you know, well, it brought the tulips up early. But don't sweat. There's going to be lots of other flowers.
The horseshoe, where the winning horse of the Derby goes, is planted in a red, white, and blue stripe. He has blue ageratum and red and white begonias over there.
Lots of flowers for lots of folks to see. I'm Bill Graham. It's safe to say that crowds for the Run for the Roses have increased over the years.
We started announcing the actual crowd about 4 or 5 years ago, and we have had over 100,000 for the last 4 or 5 years, and I anticipate a crowd of over 100,000 this year. We had 113,000 last year.
Downs track manager Bob Gorham says the infield might be a bit more comfortable this year.
And I would think that the infield crowd might be a little bit smaller this year after the 100th. It dropped down, and it might even drop a little bit this year. I still believe we'll have over 100,000.
That's like being a small fish in a big ocean. I'm Bill Graham. There have been rumors of anti-busing protests near Churchill Downs on Derby Day. The courts have ruled. Some groups say they'll stay home. Others aren't talking. Churchill Downs manager Bob Gorham says protests don't belong.
That they would honor the tradition of 102 years of effort to bring recognition to the city of Louisville, the state of Kentucky, by not disrupting the Kentucky Derby and not doing things out here that would create discomfort for the visitors from out of state and create a bad impression for those people.
Gorham's also quick to give a reason
why. Impression. It's going to hurt their cause rather than help it.
We know for a fact there's going to be lots of lawmen on hand to control any crowd. And the Downs installed a new fence. That's to keep the $10 infield spectators on the infield. I'm Bill Graham. They say that honest pleasure is the horse to beat in the 102nd Run for the Roses. They include Churchill Downs manager Bob Gorham.
Seems to be a standout. I think Bull Forbes is going to make a very creditable showing, and I think it's going to be a good horse race.
And Gorham says a couple of other horses could fire.
Well, they could get into the act as well, but right now I would think that honest pleasure is certainly a stick out as far as the race is concerned, almost the same as Secretariat was in his year.
Don't know who you're going to put your money on, but remember, there have been long shots that have won the Derby. I'm Bill Graham.